100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call it the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and then you come up with the stories. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Tom. Take it away, Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got some updates. Phil Norval Joe moves into the third place with 144 stories. Dr. T is in a three-way tie with Danny and Danny at 24. Speaking of 24, the number of people who've been in the top 10 is 24. We have Z, Ellison, Andrew, Rael, Beck, Kat, B, Paul, Lisa, Kolek, Caleb, Liana, Carrie, Tom, Houston, Ted, Guy, JD, Terry, Anima, Steve, Justin, Phil, and Jeff. Oh, yes, and TJ. So that really makes 25. Tonight's story is called Just One Thing Will Do. Stay away from Benny. He's toxic. What do you mean? He's covered in cosmic goo. Goo. A sticky paste of desire and despair that takes the wire brush of righteousness to remove from your soul, but in a casual exchange of social pleasantries can become smeared firmly across your psyche. You're joking. Don't say I didn't warn ya. After 10 minutes with Ben, Frank staggered back to me. Looked like he had been run over by Iditarod sled crew. I feel like crap, said Frank. Better take this before it hardens. Chocolate or vanilla? 2 scoops usually do it.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you for the update on the measuring up statistics stuff. Remember, it's not a competition, it's only an exhibition. Please, no David Letterman references. We're just going to tootle along here. I'm not going to drag my feet or jump around or make all sorts of whiny stuff. You get enough of that. I'll do that stuff anyway. But still, the next one is by Zachman. He actually, not just the next one, next two. Next to, he did two of them. I think he may have done one, then done one in his sleep. He woke up and, oh, I did two. Or maybe he put one, you know, up on a moist, damp plate and it grew overnight. Oh, my God, it's 200 words. I better chop it in half right here. Oh, maybe they won't notice. So here are two stories by Zachman.
Martin asks the old man, did you look in the restroom? That would be called the head, said Captain Cayenne. You don't want to go in there. Why, Captain, is it toxic? Not exactly, but our cook is good at Texican cuisine, and yesterday was chili night. The crew likes toxically spicy chili. Captain Cayenne, how do I get off the ship? It's not cannon. Prepare to fire! No, story cannon! Belay my last. Sorry, lad. Once you're caught up in a story arc, it's hard to get out until the course is run, or in this case, sailed.
Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to interrupt. Okay, well, anyway, I'm good. Next story by Zachman. Here it comes.
Paul E. Cooley, the doctor will see you now. I see from your chart you are a plushophile who came in for yarn burn. And don't I remember something about you writing some detective noir Muppet slash fiction? I did nothing wrong. They were over 18. That might be part of the problem, because some of the older Muppets were constructed using toxic dyes. I'm afraid you will need to use this salve and wear undyed underwear for several weeks. Don't feel too bad. because this condition is not uncommon and has become known as the Rob Balder disorder.
Plushophile? Plushophile? No wonder why Andy and Ann look so raggedy. Oh, sorry. We're going to... Wait. This already has the explicit tag. What the fuck am I worried about? Oh, well. Thank you, Zach Men. Two great disturbing stories. But hey, we're known for that here at 100 Word Stories. Now, going on 6 years. 6 years. And I think we still have the listenership from the first day, so we keep traditions very close. While other podcasts have peaked and gone on, and Keith and the Girl and all that, to millions and millions of listeners, we don't need that here. We prefer to actually go for quality writing instead of quality metrics. How's that working out for you? Oh, all right, so... what have I done with my life? I don't know, but I know what Steve the Nuclear Man has done. He defended a thesis. I think his son has graduated from some sort of school, and now instead of doing Steve and the Nuclear Kid stories, he's off fighting crime. I'm not sure, but what I do know is that he has a good one for this week, and I think you'll enjoy once I shut up and copy and paste it into this Audacity template. Audacity is something that I've used from the first day, too. Maybe there's a better tool out there, something that lets me chop things up and lets you just skip my rambles and put in little time. It's like, okay, there we go, next story, next story, next story. I wish that guy would shut up. Next story, next story. Don't do that while driving. I keep saying that, but I don't drive. When was the last time I actually bought gas? Oh, right, it was that Molotov I made. I'd better erase that.
Steven the Nuclear Man here. I have finished the How to Make an ebook, which is available from my site. And the reason I mention my site is because listeners of this podcast will have a discount if they buy it from me from now until the next challenge is up. So, if you listen to this on Flash or anything else, the code is 100 word. Now, on to the story. This week's story is called Future Visions of Relationships Past. You'll come home after a long day. A day spent trying to forget the things you'd said the night before. A day spent remembering the hateful words your lover said. Those surprising, unexpected words, like uncorking shanty and finding frothing sour vinegar boiling out of the narrow throat. Of course there's problems, you'll rehearse, opening the door. But we can... The first splash of acid, or maybe for you it's a gun, or a knife, or an iron, or a bat, takes you unprepared. Great minds think alike, you'll muse, as your lover purges the toxic relationship from their life.
One-zero-zero-word is the magic code. You get a discount on it. All right. I don't know if I want to make electronic books, though. I don't know. I like just having it all in one place and not having to go back and edit and count 1, 2, 3. Because all sorts of different word counter programs, and you know someone's going to be out there counting each. This one only had 99. I want my money back, and I'm going to sue you because I have emotional problems when 100 and just 99. This one had 102, and you're counting numbers. No. I do this for the enjoyment, but some of you may take your stories and make electronic books out of them and offer them up, and then offer on the side, you know, all your recordings of your stories and share them, and there you go. You can make electronic books. I'm not going to do it, but you should, I think, because there needs to be more quality writing out there instead of another Franzen novel, you know, like the one I have here. Right. Actually, I've got a stack of Neil Gaiman books that I need to read. But anyway, there you go. How to write electronic books. Code. 100 word. Get a discount. Where's the... Woohoo! Everybody rush and get them. Next up is... let's see. A.M. Early. She's back! Oh my god, everything's working. There's even a recording and all. Great! You know what the best thing about this week is? I'm seeing little paperclip, little paperclip, little paperclip. And no, I'm not talking about Clippy the Clip. Or the office assistant. Everybody sent in a recording of their stories. So... that makes this so much easier, and I'm going to get out there and do my walk and take the trash out, and this is going to be great. So, next up is A.M. Early. Let's hear what she's got.
Hello, everyone at 100 Words. This is A.M. Early, and I don't have an excuse for why I've missed the weekly challenge for a while, so I'm not going to give one. I'm just going to go ahead and go into the prompt of toxic. And yes, there is toxic in the story, but I was also inspired by the local media. Now, I'm not sure how it's been for the rest of the country, but here in Central Florida, we have been inundated for 3 years on a daily basis with this stupid Casey Anthony trial. And if you don't get the reference, do a simple Google search. It has gone national, maybe even international at this point. But, yeah, on to the story of toxic. If this goes into a dark place, well, the protesters had been as close to the facility as they were allowed for 6 hours when the reporter showed up. Ranting protesters are not the fast way into the anchor's chair, but they're spilling toxins into our drinking water, the lead protester exclaimed passionately. It's affecting our lives and ruining our children's health. We've brought 6 kids who have been profoundly affected. Pointing out only 5 children were present started the search. When the search ended, the reporter was ecstatic. Toddlers found dead in hot cars are tragic. It is also ratings gold. The reporter couldn't wait to find out who would be put on trial for this. Well, that's the story, and I hope I will be back for next week. So until I... sign in again. Keep it brief, guys.
Thank you, A.M. Early, and welcome back. It's okay to take a break. It's all right to let a few pass. Baseball players do that. One goes by, another goes by. They're looking for their pitch. They're looking for the... maybe that pitch never comes and they take a walk. It's all right. Besides, everyone's sending all their recordings, so it's okay. It's cool. It's cool, man. But it's good to see you back. All right, so let's see what else we've got here. Who else is lined up? Who's wanting to jump up and down and go, me, me, me? Somebody new. And I met this person in that crazy Second Life thing. He goes by the name Relish Resident. And he does some story stuff, writing program thing up there in Pittsburgh. So, and you can check out his stuff Fridays at 5 Pacific in the evening. And he does them at Book Island. So let's all give a warm welcome. Not too warm. We don't want to burn the baby. A warm welcome to Relish Resident.
Toxic Hobby by Relish Resident. It was too late to turn back, fix the mistake. The toxic error shredded his body and twisted his mind into a red cyclone of terror. He had eaten the fleshy spore-bearing mushroom like it was a piece of popcorn, sucked on the edges and let it slide down his healthy throat. Picking perfect mushrooms was his art form. He was thought to be an excellent amateur mycologist. A sea of red poured through his body like toxic paint, warm as candle wax. He knelt down on the path where he had found the mushroom, and he gave up on himself.
Thank you, Relish. And I got that audio file. I got it in WMA format, and I was able to find a converter. So, there you go. You heard it. All I had to do was just, you know, look up a thing and there and found a freebie, and it all works. There are plugins for everything somewhere. You just assume that if it comes in one format, you can get it in another. It's just that there are some formats it's a pain in the ass for, and you gotta search for this and that. That's why I always say MP3. But there's always a way. There's always a way. If you record it in Sound Recorder, I can find a way, but MP3 makes it easier. So that's just an FYI to folks. But most folks eventually get it. And that's why I don't put instructions on how to create an audio file, because then those get out of date, and it's like you have to do this for Macintosh and that, and I just assume that people will Google it, and they'll come up with some way. So, cool, we got it in, and then you're going to wind up learning how to do Audacity, and you'll mix in some music and sound effects, and pretty soon it'll be like radio theater. See, that's how it works. People evolve. Their first one is always just, and then it's like, man-ta-dun! Just like that. Next up, Danny Dwyer has returned. He took a break as well. He's been playing with Frederick and all that fun stuff. Well, what are you doing over there? Yeah, got a sleepy cat. I'm going to go hug him for a little bit. While I'm hugging the cat, here's Danny.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here after taking a 2-week hiatus. I'm back here with Weekly Challenge 268. Toxic. Well, let's see what I can do. Jack woke up from a deep sleep, ready to take on the next challenge in his life. Jack then asked himself, how many shots can I drink in one sitting before my blood alcohol level becomes so toxic that it starts to damage my internal organs? Jack pulled the bottle of grain alcohol off the shelf and poured himself a shot in a dirty glass sitting on a table. He chugged a shot down and poured another. The second shot burned going down. The third shot didn't burn at all. Jack's body was found the next day. Question answered. 3.
Okay, thank you, Danny. And that just lets us know, only drink quality alcohol. How's Freddy doing? The little ruggy muppy bear. I know I said something awful about poodles, but Malteses are not poodles. Malteses are better than poodles. They're super poodles. Can they sniff truffles too? Like if you're walking down the street and they're sniffing the ground, oh my God, it may be a... That must be weird in France. You're walking your poodle around, the poodle sniffs out a something, and it's like, oh, let's dig up the sidewalk. There may be a truffle under it. That must be weird. I have a story, The Trouble with Truffles, that'll be coming up on the feed in a few years, since I've written them well in advance. I need to record a bunch. I try to record like one or two a day, and then that way the backlog that I've got, because I've got a huge amount in the hopper, and I'm like, oh man, do I have to record them all at once? And when I record them, it's like, that wasn't so bad. And I tend to record them until one sounds like I'm utterly sick of reading them, and then I delete that one. And then the next day I'm like, oh yeah, I'm all enthusiast, and all that. And I know that some of you don't like doing these every week. My God, try to do one every day.
Pity me.
Don't pity me. I like what I do. And speaking of people who like what they do, I think Fricker Vince Dr. T, a little of everything, the man with a thousand names, has returned. And I need to get some wipes for this monitor. I wonder if I can pick some up over... The great thing about the Galleria, it has absolutely nothing that you actually want or need. So a monitor cleaning cloth, very unlikely. Have to go to Best Buy for that. Which I will. So here we go with Fricker, Dr. T, and all that.
Hello, everyone. This is Vince Terrazes, otherwise known as Insert Name Here. And here is my 100-word story for this week, Weekly Challenge number 268. Topic is Toxic, and the title of my story is Putrid.
putrid. That's the only word that describes the stench that enveloped my nostrils that day. For each and every breath I took, a bit more of that toxic aroma filled my olfactory and overwhelmed my nerves. I became unbalanced as my knees began to shake and give way. My vision flickered and proceeded to close in from all sides as if some tiny beam was slowly walking from the back of my brain to the front, turning off the lights in each section and closing the door. Light became dark. Dark became comfort. Rescued was I from Aunt Agatha's meatloaf.
Ah, rescued from Aunt Agatha's meatloaf. Did you know that rescue operations in many coastal areas involve using Agatha's meatloaf as a flotation device? In fact, she has a contract with the airlines. That way they don't have to put in seat cushions. Oh, thank you, Fricker. Welcome back. Insert name here. Well, insert applause here. You're always welcome back. Always! Despite the fact that you set the place on fire. That's okay. We have fire extinguishers for that. But you took all the fire extinguishers and you would set them up like bowling pins and make the hamster run at it in the ball. Hamster bowling. You're cruel! But nothing more as cruel is not hearing from TJ every week. It's how we find out what's going on up there in North Dakota, how life is in the heartland. And I say heartland, I truly do. I believe it is the heartland, and New Jersey is the spleen land, and Nevada is the butt land. What lands do you think are out there? My land is your land. What state? Maybe one day we'll just do a tribute to the 50 states, and you'll pick a state, and that'll be your topic. How does that sound? Do we want to do that for the week after this week? Because we've already got a topic for this week. So maybe the next topic will be pick a state, any state. So here we go, or pick a country, any country. Maybe we'll do that in another time. Although we've already done Be Italian and a few other things, so maybe we've done all of the countries and states by now, and now we're just, you know, staring at the walls. Which I believe is a varsity sport at many North Dakota high schools. So let's hear it for the four-year letterman and staring at walls, TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, here with the fourth installment of my teenage spy series titled Mission Accomplished. Analyzing the video he captured, Martin carefully selected screen caps that most usefully identified Miss Harch's extended changing room ogling and avoided the nudity beyond her. Though nearly all the girls in the video would by now be 18, he didn't wish, in applying his extortion bid, to open himself to toxic countercharges of child pornography should one of them still have a birthday coming. The images he chose were, as it turned out, effective. Miss Harch would excuse him from fifth period gym class for his junior year. He now had all summer to plan how best to use that free time.
Ooh, it's like an exciting series. I wonder what's going to happen next. I don't know. Actually, I do know it. TJ has turned in 1,000 scripts already. He's taking this to NBC. It's going to be great. Oprah is going to be the lead. You're going to love it. Thank you, TJ. By the way, for the first time ever, I realized I watched something on demand. My wife brings up NCIS episodes on demand, so when she misses them, she brings them back. Not like, you know, there aren't NCIS episodes going on 24 hours a day, but for crying out loud. So she wound up bringing that up, and it's that, and it's cool. It's cool watching the system and the bring it up and the speeds it down, and you can watch any time. You don't, and you know, all they have is promos. They don't even have any commercials during them, so that's cool. You're already paying out the ass for the cable, so why not, right? I thought that was cool. I thought that was neat. So I'm going to, like, you know, look up all sorts of series that they may have in the library. It's like, oh, you need to go watch that Lost series. So it's like, okay, click, 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 click. Okay, I'm done. It's like, there you go. They got a lot of freebie television up there. A lot of stuff for free. I do a lot of free books, too. I've got Moby Dick that I'm still reading through. I need to just hunker down and read it. You know, but before I do that, I got to take out the trash. I got to do this. I got to do that. Got to do chores. Got to do chores. And I'm being stared at by a baby. Hello, little baby. Usually her eyes are wide open and she's like all happy, but instead she's got this look like, sitting here, a boring day. I want to go outside. Stupid humans. So here's a story from Norval Joe. I hope you like it. And we all know what comes after that. So here we go with Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 268 with a prompt of toxic. So here's my story. The attorney opened his briefcase and looked over his glasses at the boy. We have a problem, flypaper boy, he said, and passed a folder across the table. Vinyl Man is filing charges based on the Superhero Collateral Damage Reform Act of 2008. He says you've permanently scarred him.
I caught him red-handed, the boy said. Besides, my adhesive is non-toxic.
True, the lawyer said. Your glue's not toxic, but the solvent to separate you is. It has acetone in it. Vinyl Man has burns over 90% of his body and a pretty good case against you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ah, sweet. Oh, man. Okay, I'll admit it. I am Flypaper Boy. I am Flypaper Boy's alter ego. And I don't like flies either. I mean, they don't have frog paper. I mean, it's like, you know, oh, we're worried about frogs. Well, here's a bunch of frog paper. What do I want with frog paper? You know what I want? Idea paper. Ideas that stick to paper. That would be cool. So thank you, Norval Joe. And sadly, that means that there is one story left. We all know who it's from. Just tighten up your belts. Bend over. Here it comes. Planet Z.
Paul was the finest chef in the world. But when your ex-wife is the finest food critic, you find yourself closing a lot of restaurants. One review had used the word toxic 7 times. Another had just been a skull and crossbones. The last listed the number for poison control. This time, she wasn't going to ruin the moment. He gambled everything, spent all he had, called in every favor. There would be no bad review this time. Back in the kitchen, her body was stuffed into the bottom of the deep freezer. Revenge was a dish best served cold, after all.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about toxic. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be read, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.